Hi, this is the Gara Cook Report B2B episode because it's Thursday. We do B2B. And today, in honor of the Throwback Thursday mantra, you know, the TBT, and this is a little bit of a plug for my classmate Rena, who's in Seattle. This is the episode that we look back at the episode that we ran recently on 9/14, and I'm getting those notes by going to the show notes. You can get there easy as cake. You go to the GaiaCookReport.podbean.com, and then you'll see the episode notes there. Take a look at the links there, and it talks about how I saw an ad. It's one of those big hitters at the top, 970 by 250 in size. And this billboard size performs really well on desktop delivery of web pages. And so I gave it some gas in the tank, ran a few campaigns with that banner. And yes, I think that it works a little bit better than the old 468 or 460 by 68, whatever that size was. Remember the old banners? Well, this one's a little bit bigger line in that jungle called online banners. So I'd encourage you in your B2B efforts at your landing page, your campaign for sign up for a newsletter, try one of those. The billboard, the word's been around for years. So I hope you're having a great week. I thank you for taking time out of your day to join us on the Guy R. Cook Report today. We've got a number of links that I won't read to you now. You can go to the link, like I said, if you go to the GuyRCookReport.podbean.com and look for the episode from today's date, you'll see it there. And then you can see all the things there. Consider being a patron. If you get to the link, it says become a patron. It's going to take you to the Guy R. Cook Report, and the Guy R. Cook Report be a patron will look like this. This is an early snapshot. So give that a consideration, won't you please? The rest of the thank yous, Fraser Ramsey, I could make a phone call to your business today because I have a friend from here in Walla Walla that's holidaying and in Edinburgh today, and it would just take a quick Facebook message and the phone would ring at Edinburgh Dusters. But you're safe. I don't have the number. Anyway, thanks for the idea for the Guy R. Cook Report, Fraser, and your podcast consideration, Hattrick and Ramsey Unleashed there in Edinburgh. That's on heartsonglive.co.uk. We appreciate being given the opportunity to be a part of that podcast. Thanks to Eileen Smith for the many, many times that she shared digital information. She's a true digital diva in the sense of the word. The Screencast-O-Matic program for Windows that she told me about for screen recording Windows, what we use every day to record this. And it works. It's really good. Facebook group. Friends just chatting, give that a consideration. If you're watching us on YouTube, appreciate you doing that. The people at Spreaker and SoundCloud, thanks for the space we're getting there. Apple Podcasts, Pinterest, Reddit, etc., etc. Follow us on Facebook if you would, on Twitter, The Guy R. Cook Report with the hashtag The Guy R. Cook Report. All one word, you can find us that way. The company, Vitamain Hosting, like we talked about yesterday, we're bigger and better. The other thing that we're doing now is part of growing is we're outsourcing hosting to a company that's their headquarters in North America, or their data center, I guess you'd call it, is in Chicago. And they're called SiteGround. And I like them because my speed test comes back from GT Metrics cat fast. if I ever have a problem, even, you know, I get up real early in the morning, as some of you may know, I can call SiteGround. I can get an engineer because they're all over the world. So they can instant message an engineer, maybe even in Europe, to resolve the issue. Because it's a global community, I encourage you to give that a consideration. And as they say at the footer of the video, like, comment, and share. Those three words get her done. I appreciate you taking time out of your day. Like I said before, this has been the Guyer Cook Report. It's a wrap.